it is. I can tell you from over 30 years of experience donating blood that the people at the Red Cross and the New York Blood Center are fantastic. They will take very good care of you. It won't hurt. It doesn't take long. And after you donate, email me a copy of your paperwork, your address, and your shirt size so I can send you a WBPM live music t-shirt. Randy at 929WBPM.com. And a big thank you in advance to everyone here at...
Well, hello there. It's 8:32 in the morning, as we promised. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro on the telephone. Hi, Mark. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Hanging in there. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Well, we're hanging in there. We are, as indeed, as best we can. You had, I saw the Facebook town meeting with you. You have, let's see, the 9th of June. That's next week to open up Phase 2. Is that correct?
June 9th is phase two. We successfully argued the Mid-Hudson region, along with restaurant owners across the state, to have outdoor dining attached to phase two. That was not scheduled until phase three. So June 9th is the start date for this next phase, and we're gonna roar along, push as hard as we can.
Now you've got the outdoor dining, and so I assume that you're gonna have to probably some of the tables are gonna have to be set up in parking lots, right?
Yeah, and what we're doing in Dutchess is unique. I'm issuing an emergency order later this weekend that will waive local ordinances. So towns, villages, and cities have identified obstacles. You know, there might be a site plan or planning board or zoning law that might preclude you from putting seats in a parking lot, or there might be shared sidewalks that you need permission to use. Or in some cases, some municipalities want to close a section of a roadway or a parking lane for outdoor dining to accommodate. I'm issuing an executive order to waive all of those restrictions so that municipalities can do this. So as a business owner, if you're a restaurant owner and you've got a creative idea, just run it by your building inspector or the town board or the town supervisor, city mayor, village mayor. And if there's a specific obstacle to that, they are to tell me, and I'm to add it to the executive order to make it easier. We're opening Main Street. We're going to make it as easy for restaurants as possible.
Okay, so I saw your Facebook town hall, and I know you were figuratively scratching your head, as I was. You've got hair salons opening up, but yet nail salons not, and I don't quite understand that.
Neither does anyone in our public health department. I mean, I think what's happened here is that the state... You know, the state legislature gave the governor enormous authority to make sort of detailed decisions going into this crisis. And you could understand the logic of that. But as we reopen, there is not that logic anymore. And in fact, the state should get out of the business of making those very, you know, granular and sort of micromanaged decisions and allow counties and regions to do it like we are mandated to. Remember, we have the public health department. So every time the governor talks about data, and that comes from us. We're the ones that are on the ground doing it.
Yeah.
And what we said is relax some of that so there isn't this contradiction. You know, we debate with the state almost daily why it's okay to, you know, trim my sideburns but not necessarily give somebody a pedicure with the same personal protection. So, you know, that's our argument. We're going to continue to make it. But, yes, I was scratching my head. It is not sometimes very logical.
Now, the beaches, as I saw, the beaches are open, but yet we don't have anything for special education guidance.
This one is the one I'm most angry and distressed about. You can get a golf lesson. You can go to the beach. You can get a tennis lesson, but you can't have your OT, or occupational therapy, speech therapy classes one-on-one with your therapist during summer school. I believe the state is going to open that up. I believe we've gone back and forth with state leaders. I believe that they're going to make accommodation for in-person summer special education. But I've said this very candidly. I think failure to do so, schools should have the choice, parents and therapists should have that choice to do it safely, but failure to do so, I think, is not only bad, but it's criminal. It's a violation of that individual's civil rights to receive what are very critical services in order to continue to live and to grow independently.
Well, you go get them, man. No malls in phase two, but there are exceptions. If you've got like an exterior exit, you can open up. Is that right?
That is right. We're also, so our Think Dutchess Alliance for Business is working to create, we hope, some protocols that if you don't have sort of that individual exterior door, there may still be some protocols we could put in place to let you sort of in one end and out the other kind of a thing. And if that's acceptable, because there are some interior plazas that may not entirely work under the current guidance. But right now, the mall's not open, but if you have an exterior access, you'll be able to open in phase phase two. That's right. Well, actually, technically, retail can open now. Keep that in mind.
Right,
You just have to curbside delivery, one person in the store at a time, that sort of thing.
What's the deal? What's the deal, Mark, with summer camps?
Summer camps, Dutchess County was prepared and is prepared to permit them. The governor gave authority for us to do that for day camps, so that can start on the 29th of June, I think it is, the last week of June. And he's still not yet made a decision on overnight camps. We are, in Dutchess County, prepared to permit them. We believe at the end of June, entirely manageable, and they should be available to families. Not only, by the way, for the recreational and social benefit, but keep in mind, a lot of times this is where kids go, so parents go back to getting some work done during the summer months, and that, frankly, is necessary. We're prepared to permit them. The governor has not yet said that they're permitting them this summer.
Okay. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, new dashboard, very promising numbers there. Looks good.
Yeah, watch it. I mean, I will say this. I said this at the town hall. The dashboard is good. This new state dashboard shows you sort of a longer history back, a look back, plus a projection forward. Everything we see in our data is promising and positive. The other is we monitor what's going on in Connecticut, New Jersey, and the regions that are about a week or two ahead of us. And at least in the first phase of reopening, this low-risk, low-impact business, there has been no noticeable change. In fact, everything continues on a steady decline. So we'll watch it through phase two. But again, we're going to push. If you do the numbers with us, you get to phase four, which is sort of the recreational businesses. Actually, the weekend after the 4th of July, we're pushing to advance that ahead of the 4th of July weekend because we just know those kinds of businesses are going to have to, you know, we want to be open by the 4th of July weekend if we can, if our data shows that it's supported.
That's very good. Dutchess County Fair, of course, has been canceled, correct?
I'm devastated. Yeah. First, I have to say this for my own self-preservation. The Dutchess County Fair is not operated by county government. I have no jurisdiction over the Dutchess County Fair, but I'm heartbroken. I haven't missed an opening day in 30 years, and I knew that I wanted them to consider some sort of modified version. Keep in mind, it's like any business. Sometimes you can't operate half of it. You need to have the whole thing in order to pay for all of it. A lot of their vendors come from out of state, and with all the other county fairs canceled, these vendors, amusements, wouldn't come up for just one county fair. So they were forced with a really heartbreaking decision. It is sad for us. Hopefully we'll have something to celebrate at the fairgrounds this summer into the fall, and and the 175th do-over, which will be next year, I hope will be bigger and better.
Very nice. When is your next town hall, sir?
Today at 2 o'clock today. Facebook Live is today, and then next Wednesday night we'll do our Facebook Live and telephone town hall. And we're going to do these through the month of June, and then we'll reassess where we are. I think at this point, twice a week is a good way of keeping you updated and ask the questions. You know, I get it all the time. I hear it. I read it. I know sometimes you don't like the answers, but I'm trying to give you what I know and trying to be very upfront and transparent about it.
That is very good. Now, this is Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Thank you very much, my friend, and we will chat again next Friday, okay?
Sounds like a deal. Have a good weekend.